Sorry. Yeah. I guess I will silence this later. Sorry. Alright. That was a nice interruption.
There we go.
But, okay. What about other faiths, like Judaism or Islam? Do you notice if they have a strong presence in Roswell? Are there places of worship that you know of for these?
There are places of worship that I know of, but I'd say that they're probably a lot less than Christianity. I'd say that Roswell as a whole is largely Christian as far as religion goes.
Okay. What sort of activities or events do churches hold in Roswell that you know of, like festivals or things like that for the community to participate in?
I mean, most churches do cookouts and stuff and just outreaches and things. I know, I think North Point puts on some concerts and stuff, usually Christian bands, but bands that most people would know. I can't think of anything specifically right now.
Have you ever seen, like, a revival going on in any of the churches there?
Roswell United Methodist, they really, because when I went there, it was very traditional, and then once I went to North Point, North Point's very, what they call contemporary, which is just, it means not so much a choir and more like a kind of a loud, almost rock band type of thing. And then when I went back to Roswell United Methodist with my parents one time for Christmas Eve to go with them, and they had switched to one traditional service and one contemporary service, where if you went early in the morning, you would get the choir and the more traditional robes that the pastors would wear. And then if you went in the afternoon, the pastor would just wear, like, khakis and a shirt, and then there would be a band and stuff. So it was a little bit different. I think they were making an effort to reach out to the younger crowd, I guess.
How about retreats or mission trips?
Well, actually, I am going on a mission trip with Fellowship Bible Church, which is off of Woodstock Road in Roswell, to Guatemala this summer. So I'm really excited about that. It'll be my first mission trip. Mission trips in general, I know that most churches sponsor missionaries and host mission trips all the time, as far as I know. Most churches that I've attended or heard of.
Do you know the number or the depth of these trips, do you know if that's increasing over the years, or has it been pretty steady?
Well, I haven't really been involved that long, just like the last 3 or 4 years, as far as, you know, just being active in my faith and knowing these things, but I would say it's probably increased. More and more people get interested in reaching out, and even if it's not, even if they're not so much going to share the gospel, they're going on these trips to help other people in other countries. I think a lot of people are inspired by what we have and are more encouraged to go out of the country. So I'd say they're probably increasing. People seem to be more open-minded recently and more ready to help others.
Okay. Have you seen a wedding in Roswell?
Yes, I have.
Could you describe it?
Really traditional. I think that was in Northbrook United Methodist. I could be wrong. It was traditional chapel and stuff. Priest in his robes, white wedding dress, tux, that type of thing. It was pretty, the traditional song, I don't know if it has a name, played on the piano when the bride came down, and, it was all very traditional. It was great, but very traditional.